It's only been 30 hours, so I haven't had much time to digest it fully, but when I do, I'll be sure to let you know how I feel about it.
That's New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady last night responding, sort of, to the NFL's investigation that it was more probable than not that the Super Bowl MVP knew locker room staff had been underinflating footballs. Brady and the Patriots are big business, worth $2.6 billion, according to Forbes. So will Deflategate hurt the brand? Kurt Nickisch from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports.
Here we are in May, in the middle of the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs. And what is everyone on sports radio and TV talking about? An NFL team that's not even playing right now.
It's tainted.
Because really? They've been the whole season's tainted.
They've been caught cheating again.
Tainted?
I mean, the Patriots are the team that people love to love and the team that people love to hate.
That's Susan Fournier, a branding professor at Boston University Questrom School of Business. One of those fans is her father.
So upset by this. You know, they're going after my team again.
That sense of siege, she says, can be good for a brand.
The feeling under attack does tend to have a strengthening effect.
Circling the wagons.
Andy Aylesworth is a marketing professor at Bentley University near Boston. He says Deflategate won't hurt ticket sales at Gillette Stadium, where the Patriots play their home games, and he says it won't hurt sales for road games either.
No, if anything, people will be more interested in going to the stadium and yelling cheater at Tom and the rest of the Patriots.
But just because it's more probable than not that TV ratings will go up and more tickets will be sold does not mean that the Patriots brand is on its way up, too.
Oh, I am no longer a Patriots fan. I've not heard one person say that, but a little bit of disappointment.
And that's the risk to both Brady's brand and the Patriots brand, says Questrom's Susan Fournier. Her research focuses on brands as relationships. Some people relate to products as their best friends, for instance. If you like Cheetos, maybe that's your secret affair. And Fournier says for Pats fans, their relationship to the team is more like a marriage.
It's this long-term commitment, high passion. But I'm there for you, you're there for me, and we're in it for the long haul, the ups and the downs, right?
Thinking of the Pats fan relationship as a marriage, she says, gives you another way to think about the Deflategate report that concluded team staffers tampered with footballs and that star quarterback Tom Brady knew.
It qualifies as betrayal. You know, you're not the guy I thought you were. You've broken my trust. You've lied. You've cheated. I mean, it's literally the whole package here.
You won't even give me your phone so I can see who you've been texting. Fournier recently published an article on divorcing brands. The business term is disadoption. The paper says it usually doesn't happen over one thing. It's more like many little things over time. The good news for the Patriots is that there's room to doubt the NFL report. And then there's this.
No one wants to get divorced, right? Specifically, I think even in this context, like you divorce the Patriots, you live in Boston, what are you going to do?
Fournier says the door is open for the Patriots, but she's surprised the franchise has not given Tom Brady more public support in the last day or two. She says the marriage is in a rocky spot and the team should get to work giving fans more reason to renew their vows. For Here and Now, I'm Kurt Nickisch.